Warning, warning. Rumor incoming.
Rumour has it.
Triple M Breakfast, Rumour Mill.
Switch and save on car service and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters.
Here we go, X-Man. It's the 19th of May. We haven't got that long to go. A couple of weeks and the money goes. $3,000 cash coming your way, courtesy of the Rumour Mill, thanks to Automasters. Comes around fast, doesn't it? Hey, the Muffin Man. Good morning to you. Man. What's your rumour?
Good morning, guys. Rumour has it that a long-running bakery here in Chewett Hill will be closing its doors after 25 years or something.
Well, what's the name of the bakery, Muffin Man? Do you know?
I do. I believe it's called Ruby's.
I know Ruby's. Yeah, I know
you're
Ruby's.
You're a Ruby's diner, Baz.
Well, I used to go past Ruby's a lot. Channel 7 used to be out Chewett Hill Way, and we were always passing by there. Lots of camera operators, lots of journos, lots of presenters over the years have been there. We should put a call into Ruby's as well. And if that is the case, that's a bit of an institution out in that part of the world. I wonder what's happened there. We might put a call through.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Bit of an institution, the bakery out in Chewett Hill. And the suggestion that after, I think, almost 25 years in business, may be closing down. Many of our listeners familiar with Ruby's, and we've had lots of response on the SMS saying, oh, tell me it's not so. Paul owns Ruby's and joins us on the line right now. Paul, morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Big morning, mate. You're featured on the Rumour Mill. Is it true that Ruby's Patisserie is maybe closing its doors?
I can sadly confirm it is true, yes. We're going to be shutting up shop on the 11th of June after, yep, like you said, almost 25 years. Mm. And, yeah, it's true.
Sad news.
Retirement or moving venues? What are the reasonings, mate?
Oh, look, it's just worn out, and we've been doing this for such a long time. It does take its toll on your body, and we've enjoyed every second of it, and it's just time to have a break. I'm too young to retire, but a travelling break is what I plan.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, see a bit of Australia, perhaps.
What's your specialty in at Ruby's, would you say, Paul, over the years? Well, what do people come from near and far to pick up off the shelves at the front?
If we had to name a cake, it's a cake called the Strawberry Shortcake. We just can't keep up with them. But we're basically selling just cakes and pastries, no savouries here. Yeah. And we've had a lot of success due to the loyalty of all the customers over the years.
Good on you, mate. Any famous customers, any well-known identities that have dropped in over the years?
We had Tina Altieri, Nick Nat popped in once.
He would have ordered
Stan
after
Lazzarotti.
The
store. Stan
Lazzarotti's that played for the Perth Glory. Yeah, West Ham over there in Birmingham City, mm-hmm, across in the UK.
Yes, he was in yesterday.
Was
and
he?
Quite disappointed.
Oh, there you go.
So when's the last day, Paul?
It'll be Saturday the 11th of June.
Okay.
So that'll be the last time, and we will close the doors forever.
Right.
Oh, another month. Another month to fill yourself up.
Yeah, we expect to be busy, and just a big shout-out to all the customers. I can't believe it. We're obviously very humbled, overwhelmed. Yeah. Facebook's gone berserk, and we've got a lot of cakes to make.
Paul, just before you go, so what is the day? What's the day? What time do you wake up? What's the day of a baker, a patisserie store owner? Hard yards,
sure.
I'm sure.
Look, we work long hours. It's not so much early starts. That's for the baker boys. Mm. We're more of a cake shop. So, you know, we sort of get up about 4:45 and get to work around, you know, earliest, 6 o'clock-ish. But it's the long days, I think, that takes its toll in any hospitality capacity, really.
Of course.
Mm. All right, the Strawberry Shortcake.
That's the one.
It's a sad, sad day, Paul, but at least we've got until, what did we say, until June 11, was it?
Exactly, yes, that's
all right. Well, thank you for nearly a quarter of a century of great dedication to your customers and the local community. And as you can see from the reaction we've had already this morning, you're certainly going to be missed. Well done.
Thanks very much for having me on. And, I really appreciate it. It's awesome.
What a good bloke.
Well done, mate.
Paul from Ruby's Patisserie, the owner, rumour confirmed X-Man closing after 25 years. I don't reckon Nick Nat was in there only once. He
No, I reckon. How many cakes today, Nick? I'll have half the store, please.
Remember when Nick Nat was doing the Uber Eats ads? I'm tipping he was calling Ruby's Patisserie out in Chewett Hill.